anything.
Weren't you fearful of this?
Terrified. Experience? You know, I'm a serious researcher. And when I did my research and some of the experiences, I decided that it was something that, you know, I wanted to try.
There's a psychotropic?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's a psychotropic. You're not hallucinating, right? It's like both realities are 100% present. So you know you're in this room. You're sitting in the room. You don't lose sight. It's not like superimposed over this reality. It's totally separate. There's what's going on in your head, and there's what's going on in the room.
Really?
One of the experiences was the individual most hellish psychological experience of my life. I drank, and it usually takes about 45 minutes to kick in. And I'm sitting there, and you always feel like, you know, maybe it won't kick in this time. So I'm drinking, I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden, it's like I start seeing all of my money flying away, and my house is flying away, and my career is going away, and I'm like, and I'm trying to, like, grab for my money and my career. My whole life is getting destroyed.
So this is your fear?
This is my fear.
In real life.
And I'm in there, but yeah. I'm in there, and I'm just wanting to vomit and all of that, and I hear a voice saying, this is what it is. This is what life is. And I'm going, and I hear Willow screaming, Daddy, help me, Daddy, how come you won't help me? And I'm like, I don't see you, baby, I don't see you. And Ashami is like, relax, relax, relax. And she tells me, sit up, she tells me, sit up. And then slowly, I was like, I stopped caring about my money, I just want to get to Willow. I stopped caring about my house, I stopped caring about my career. And I get to the point where I settle down, and the voice is still at 100%. I still hear Willow screaming, my money is still flying away, and I'm totally calm, even though there's hell going on in my mind. When I came out of it, I realize that anything that happens in my life, I can handle it.